A new report finds less than half of the people with Alzheimer's say they were told of the diagnosis by their doctor. This is part of a new report from the Alzheimer's Association, their 2015 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report. Leilani Pelletier of the Alzheimer's Association, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us today.
These are some startling numbers. How did the report come to these findings?
So we took the number of people that have medical claims through Medicare for that have Alzheimer's diagnosis in their medical file. And then the Medicare, the survey done through Medicare called those people and said, have you been told that you have Alzheimer's? And only 45% of them said yes.
So it was in their file.
It was in their file. It was billed to Medicare.
It was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm, diagnosed.
But the patient wasn't told.
But the patient is saying they weren't told, or the caregiver is saying they weren't told.
And that jumps out, though, the question, okay, is this just another part of the process of having
right.
Alzheimer's? Is it something that was forgotten?
Right. Well, and usually, so if the person with Alzheimer's can't answer the question, they'll ask the caregiver.
Okay.
So usually it's one or the other. The rates of reporting Alzheimer's in people with Alzheimer's is much lower than that for obvious reasons. But even the caregivers are saying they don't know. So someone's being treated with a medication for Alzheimer's disease, but they don't have never been told or have not internalized that the diagnosis is actually Alzheimer's. And the healthcare providers that have trouble delivering the diagnosis have some real issues as to why.
Well, I wanted to get into that. Why wouldn't a doctor give that diagnosis to a patient? They would give a diagnosis of cancer, I believe.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they give that?
And the cancer, for the four most common cancers, that the reporting rate is 90% that they understand their diagnosis. So, number one, many physicians report that they don't have the resources to deal with what the family's going to need after that.
Okay.
Or they think they don't. Actually, that's what the Alzheimer's Association is for,
mm-hmm.
To try to help the family and support them over time. Another reason is that they may not actually know it's Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a very specific diagnosis. It can be easily confused with other dementias. And so the diagnostic process is expensive and lengthy and just emotionally and physically and fiscally draining on people. So not disclosing the diagnosis is because it could be any number of reasons, but we have to disclose the diagnosis. If people don't know they have the disease, they can't take part in research and we can't cure it.
And then just back to the original element of this and the idea that doctors are only in half the case or less than half the cases are telling their patients that they have Alzheimer's. What can individuals do about that?
If every physician who diagnosed a person, even with a memory disorder, just simply looked at them and say, I know you have memory troubles and want you to talk to the Alzheimer's Association, we wouldn't have the problem we had today because we could help people over time. And also, there's an organization called ADAC, Alzheimer's Disease Assistance Center, that exists solely to help clinicians improve their skill set and solve difficult problems. So they can reach the Alzheimer's Disease Assistance Center through the Alzheimer's Association. We work together. What we do, I don't need insurance. I don't need your social security number. There's no bureaucracy with us. So, and it's all confidential and experts.
Leilani Pelletier of the Alzheimer's Association, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Jay.